Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Menorah Rosh Shichi, the schus of Yael ben Sarah, and Moshe Beshtar Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai, Yael Kratka Shlita, Haim, Uchol Anov and Mevlehem, Yoriyos Yvezer ben Esra, Rav Yitzhak ben Esther, Yigal ben Gula, Rachel Betz Gula, Mordechai Yael ben Yosef HaLevi, Linishmas, Ryan Yaakov Shachna, Moros Esra Bas Mishmo, Chan Tzimu 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 Continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sfasemes. This is the Sfasemes and Sukkis in the year Tafresh and Dalid. Says, Halakha Sfasemes, Sukkah Yomad HaShalom. Sukkah is the pillar of peace, which is the Midah of Aharon. Gemoshi Yisa Anani HaKavod B'Schus Aharon. The Anani HaKavod were in the merit of Aharon. And that's the Sukkah, the Sukkah's Zechel Anani HaKavod. So the whole Sukkah is B'schus Aaron, whose midah was peace. Oev Shalom or Rodev Shalom. Kine Moshe Rabbeinu Olo Shalom Hu'aloichei Melchemes B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wages the wars of the Jewish people. Like it says, V'ayakash Yare Moshe Yadav Agavri Yisrael U'midas HaNitzuach V'zeh Lo Yichol Yastam T'vosh Kasev Akash Yare Niach Yadav. So Moshe Rabbeinu's midah was in victory, in fighting. So that can't always be. Sometimes Yaniach Yadav, sometimes he lets his hands rest. Sometimes we're going to win, and sometimes we're not. And we desire Nihya Agana. So Moshe Rabbeinu was victory. We can't always be victorious, but Aaron's is protection. Shehegin Aleim Anam Loichala Amalek Lishlot Behem. That the pillar shielded them, and Amalek could not rule over them. Kamosh Amru Vayiru, Kigava Aaron, Shemesh and Estaku, Anani Akab. Kisavish Nidrish Lelachim Yisrael, Arik Shehanan Aleim. So, Amalek couldn't be sholeit. Aaron protected us, the mead of Aaron. Like it says that they saw Aaron died, the Anani HaKavod went away, and they thought now they could fight against the Jewish people. So you see, when the Anani was around, their Amalek was afraid, and they wouldn't attack the Jewish people. And that's the mead of Hod. Hod is the mead of, right? Moshe is Netzach, and Aaron is Hod in Kabbalah and the Sfiris. They admit that they shouldn't be attacking us. And that's why they're called Anani HaKavod. Clouds of honor, like it says in the Pasuk, in Mishlei, Paraklof Pasuk Gimel, covered the Ish, Shevis Meriv. Honor is to the man who refrains from quarrel. Shenichnu Umos Me'atzim Rosim Anan Hashem Aleim. That the Umos, or Nichna, they subordinated themselves on their own when they saw the cloud of glory on them, like it says in the Pasuk, Rokam Leretzki Hashem Hashem Nikra Alecha. V'cheinu v'suka, that all the nations of the world see that the name of God is called on you. And so too in the Sukkah, Shechol Shem Shemayim on the Sukkah. Shem Shemayim is Chol on the Sukkah. And that's just like Anani HaKavod. Right, all the nations of the earth, they're going to see that the name of God is called upon, they're going to fear you. That's the Anani HaKavod, and also the Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says 9a, that we've quoted so many times in these Shiurim, that Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Sukkah. Right, it says you should make Sukkah Lashem, so the name of God is in the Sukkah, Memela, then this gives us protection. Every Shabbos, Peres, Sukkas, Shlomo, Aleinu. God spreads out his Sukkah of peace upon us. And that's why it's called the Yom Menucha, because the day of peace is Sukkah of peace. And again, what's the Anani HaKavod? Kavod li Shevis Meiriv. You know what Kavod is? Kavod is not quarreling. So a person wants to be a Rodef Kavod. I think everybody should be Rodef Kavod. We should all run after Kavod. The Kavod of the Pasuk in Mishlei. Kavod li Shevis Meiriv. The honor of a person is when he rests from quarrel. Velulav Uminav uvechinas Moshe Rabbeinu lulav, and the mine lulav are the vechina of Moshe, v'lechay nikru mane krava, and that's why they're called mane krava. They're called kalim of war. V'simet shenotzchem b'din, right? Like the Medrash that's quoted in so many sfarim, that we don't know who won b'din on Yom Narayim Aslu Masolam. And then the ones, the victors are the ones who come out with the weapons. And we have our weapons in our hand, the Arba Minim. So the Arba Minim represent Moshe. That's victory. That's war. Iron is the meat of hod, of protection, of not having to fight. And these two brothers are the pillars upon whom all of the Jewish people stand. What a beautiful shtickle in the Heiliges Versammlung. Continue this Vasemis in the year Tov Resh Nun Aleph Sukkah Hu Remez L'Mashakasuv Lechtech Acharei B'Midbar. Sukkah is an allusion to what it says in the pasuk following in the Midbar, Hu Madregas Avram Avinu. It's Madreg of Avram, as it says, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. So just like Avram left his land and went, followed God, so too we leave our homes and we go to the Sukkah. V'Medrash. And the Medrash says, Shimi Basu Re'i, the Medrash, famous Medrash, quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, that says, Shimi Basu Re'i, Vahati Aznech, V'shichi Amechu Beis Avich, Tehillim 45:11. Listen, my daughter, and see, incline your ear, forget your nation and the house of your father. And then, right through the next Pasuk says, V'yis'av HaMelech Yafyech, Hiyu Adonaych V'shtach V'ilos, so the king shall desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Do homage to him. Pay homage to him. So Rashi says, talking about Knesset Yisrael, to follow Hashem, leave Avodah Zarah. Chazal say this is talking also about Avram Avinu. And he also forgot his nation, where he came from, and he followed Hashem. Shara Bira Dolekes, he saw a burning tower. And he said, can the world be without a leader? Hey, Tzalvakash Baruch Hu. God looked at him and he said, hey, I'm the Baal HaBira. I own this building. In other words, so many different pshatim on the burning tower. One pshat is that fire goes up. So he sees everything pointing upwards. Other perushim. Agopanam Avram Avinu saw this burning tower. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avram Avinu. Kmo kein v'kai yisol v'shen v'yom kippurim shimi v'asim v'i v'spal v'nei yisol tein pachtucha v'yed ha'kol po v'matmiyam al sh'ne'elam k'vod malchus v'olam hazeh v'atshuv v'shichi amechu v'esavich. So to the Jewish people, v'shen v'yom kippur shimi v'asim v'i v'davin tein pachtucha v'yed ha'kol pa'ul. Where is k'vod malchus in the world? We're Tamea. We want to hear, we want to see. But God is hiding, Kiviyachal. And the answer is, Shichi Amechu Beis Avich. You know where you want to see God? Forget your nation, the house of your father. And that's the Mikvah's Mitzvah of Sukkah, that we separate from all of the Umos. That's our little area, our little territory of Kedusha, where we're separate from the Umos. V'yisav HaMelech Yafiech, King will hold your beauty. Will hold your beauty. He'll desire your beauty. So, Shekom Hashibra Kodesh Baruch Hu Kol Umos Hagam Shua Shloiz Kirak Delios Nikar Shivchan Shel Shivchan Shabnei Yisrael Koshoshana Ben Achochim. So all the Umos, in order to distinguish and see the beauty of the Jewish people. It says in Parashas Lech Lecha, Tafresh Lamed Ches, Rabbeinu writes, Dibur Maschel B'Medrash, Shimi Bas, Mashal Biro Dolekes, Liapoyscha B'Oilam, Perish, Ki Avram Avinu Tamei Echa Boreis Baruch Menechas HaRishon Labed Olam. How does God allow, said Avram Avinu, for the Rishon to destroy his world? That's the burning tower. He says, what's going on over here? How does Hashem allow this? All this burning up, all this looting, very popular today. No. You're the tzaddik upon whom the whole world exists. So why were the Rishayim created? That's what the Medrash says, Liyah poischa ba'olam, to make you beautiful. Yisav ha'melech yafyech. You forget your nation, where you came from, and then God will desire your beauty. And that's the pleasure Hashem Hashem has this from the tzaddikim, because they're bein harishayim, they're kisheshana bein achoichim. This Hashem is right here, quoting the pasuk in Shir Shirim 2:2. They are like a delicate rose amongst the thorns. By dezeish koch v'kiyum gam la'rishayim. That's what gives koch and kiyum. That's what gives power and existence to the rishayim. Nachs v'sem is tafresh mem aleph. In lech lecha dibra maschul v'medrash. Shimi bas inyan ki Avraham Avinu ayakashalom od livdal atzmo. Sheyedi sheyevdu misparad mehem. Avraham Avinu didn't want to separate himself. He knew they'd be destroyed if he separates himself. Gam kilo rishayim is nagdim la'kedushi rak v'kayim v'shichi amichum v'sevich l'kiyum. Of all the Rishayim who oppose Kedusha, is in order for there to be a Kiyum of Vishichi Amech, forget your nation in the house of your father. Through this, there's an additional praise and glory to the Tzaddik. Kiyasron Roman Achoshek, like light that comes, that's better than darkness. That's what it means to make you beautiful. In other words, that's the Shevach of the Tzaddik, that we see the world. And we separate from the world. We, for Zohar to be tzaddikim, we separate from the Rishayim. Baruch Hazal, Lo Miyotad, Mufliqos Machayak, Mashiach Kiyafu, and should run towards Goyish kings, to be Zohar to distinguish between Jewish and non-Jewish kings. At times, they are called Brias Hevle Olam Hazeh. Avchanas at Tzaddik. So that's why we have all of this world, that we should know who the Tzaddik is. It's the Super Bowl Sunday, and then the Tzaddikim are sitting in the base medrash. They don't know from Super Bowl, they don't know from Sunday. So that's the tzaddikim. They separate from the Havlei Olam Hazeh. And Sam's quotes the pasuk again about the Shoshana. This one, a different Shoshana pasuk. Dodi li, my beloved is to me, vani lo and I am to him. Haroe ba Shoshana. He grazes in the roses. Mashanim quotes him sim sochem kosh brachom mani lo and tzaddikim rishayim. There are thorns in the roses. So too in the world, there are tzaddikim rishayim. So for the thorns, for the roses to exist, you need the thorns. Without the Rishayim, you wouldn't recognize the tzaddikim. That's where you can make a distinction between how they act and they act. Anu ameilim mehem ameilim. Anu mashkim mehem mashkim. Anu mashkim in the divrei Torah mehem mashkim l'dvar mitalim. So that's an important distinction that we have to make. And that's why we have the Rishayim. Continues Vasem is Tafresh Nen Gimel, the first Shtikol, Besukas Teshva Shibas Yamim, Perish Mizara Kadosh Ala Ushpizin. The Mizara Kadosh, that everyone heard of the Ushpizin, is based in Zohar Kadosh. I'll just read it out in English. Come and see when a person sits in the house of faith in the Sukkah, Hashem spreads his wings, in other words, he protects him from above, and Avram and five other righteous ones live with him. King David is also included among them. A person should rejoice every day with these guests in his sukkah. So we have the Shpizen, David. Avram. So that's our mitzvah that Hashem commanded us, that we have the koach to put the ushpizin in our sukkah. And therefore it says, Tibu ushpizin adesh makayim mitzvah shmar zirachum. When we are makayim the mitzvah for Hashem, we can say to the ushpizin, come sit in our sukkah. And because shor kedusha b'sukkah, because kedusha is in the sukkah. As it says, Shechol Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. The name of God dwells in the Sukkah. Women Ashras Hashchina. And this is like the dwelling of the Shechina Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mivak Shem Neisrael. Alas Galas Machus Eis Baruch Olam. Kigar Shechina B'tachtayna Maisa Dei Rishayim Olsa Lamala. Mivak Yisrael B'zman HaMikta Zach L'Har Hashchina Lamata. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Jewish people ask for the revelation of Malchus Hashem because the Iker Shechina is B'tachtonim. The Iker Shechina is down below. So that's what we want. We want there to be a revelation of the Shechina down here by the Rishayim, but because of the deeds of the Rishayim, also Lamaila, it had to go up to Shemayim. The time of the Mikdash was to be married to Shechina down below. FLP. Shanu Zoichin, Lisgalus Hashchina Bifarhesia, Mikol Mogum Kafia Bakashis Shalim, Roshana Yom Kippurim Skyam Betzilo Chamadeti, Kain Vesuka Vyoshavti. So, Jewish people in the time of the Mikdash were zochet to bring the Shechina down below, like it says in the pasuk, "Betzilo chamadeti v'yashavti, in his shade I desired and I sat." So that's the Shechina, pasuk in Shir Hashirim 2:3. So too now, even though we're not zochet to the revelation of the Shechina b'Farhesia, nevertheless, as we ask in Leiv Shalem or Hashanah Yom Kippur, we really want the Hizgalos, the revelation of God's Malchus. We receive it on Sukkos. Betzilo chamadeti. Kain b'sukkah v'yashavti. So we have this, we desire Hashem's tzel, and therefore we can sit in the sukkah, meaning on the Yom Ha'Ra'im. We desire Hashem's tzel, and now we can sit in the sukkah. And the Medrash says the tzel is the Mishkan, the same idea of the Shechina. Roshanu k'shoshana b'ein hachochem sh'bnei tzom b'chal kol habruim. V'cheinu b'kesu shoshana atuma. Rosh Hashanah is like a rose among the thorns. But the Jewish people daven among all the other creations, because it, and therefore it's b'keseh. It's the we're all judged on Rosh Hashanah. We're equal. Rosh Hashanah is a universal holiday, and that's why it's bekesiyam chagenu. It's hidden. We don't see the Jews being separated from others, and that's called in Kabbalah a Shoshana Atuma, at Zohar HaKadosh Pinchas Reish Lamed Gimel Beis. Kegavna de Shoshana bein achoichim hachi inun Yisrael bein amin akum. Like this rose among the thorns, so to the Jews amongst the Gentiles. Kozman de Shoshana kaima atima deloy psicha v'les beis recha v'lo sokin lei. Below mafkinla migo guvin, shaitid the shoshana psicha selik reich. So when it's closed, there's no reich. So the Yom Ha'Ra'im, there's no reich yet. We're hidden. Keseh. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Keseh the Yom Chagein. That's possible by Rosh Hashanah. And then on Sukkot, there's a revelation of kedushin bnei Yisrael, and then we can smell. So we have all the good smells of the Arba Minim and the Schach. You walk around on Sukkot. So that's Sukkot, the revelation of the good smell of the Jewish people. Every year is a new bechira of the Jewish people. I'm going to separate you. He just does berurim. He's boirer. He selects, and then he goes back and he selects again. That's separating us. Every year we take out the sparks of holiness from the nations. That's why in the Gullus, take out all the holy sparks, anything holy among the nations, we're supposed to extract that. We clarify all that has to be clarified. We separate Kodesh from Chol. And then there's going to be the complete Tikkun, may it be speedily in our days. So Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Erev Rav went up with us. So we needed special protection from the Erev Rav. So to on Sukkos, we need special protection. L'hagen alosem nitzotzes, these Gentile sparks that cling to the Jewish people, we need protection from them. And that's the inyan of the Ayin Parim B'chag. That's the inyan of bringing the 70 bulls to protect us from the 70 nations, from their sparks, which might cause us damage. So sukkahs are protection, like we see in the Zohar HaKadosh. And we need protection from these nitzotzos, and that's also the union of the Ayin Parim. Vizel Rems B'Yakov U'Kneo Asasukos Alachushos Yakov U'Chutz Laretz. He made sukkos for his cattle. V'Hotzi Misham B'Yerurim L'Chein Asasukos Mem Zeyesh B'Chol Shana V'Shana. So he needed protection. He did the Be'Rurim, but he needed protection. So therefore he made the sukkos. And so too, every year, we make Be'Rurim, we separate the sparks, and now we need protection. Isa b'zora kadosh next shtikel ki ashtal minim heimani krava. The arba minim are kalim of war. We don't know, there was a battle between the almost olam and am Yisrael. who was victorious. That's the Yom Noraim. And who came out Zakai B'din? We did. That's why we're the ones holding the weapons. The victors hold the weapons at the end. Last one standing. So this chag is b'chinas Aaron. He loved peace. He pursued peace. Ananya covered over Schus Aaron, and he's the man of peace. Sukkah is called Sukkah Shalem. It's called the Sukkah of Peace. Peace, and they speak about war. Even when we wage war, we first call out for peace because that's our goal. And they should subordinate themselves and they should go under the wings of the Shekhinah. So we don't have enmity or animus towards the Umat Olam. We dafka want to be makarv them and have them come under the wings of the Shekhinah. The problems only begin when they don't want that and they want to fight. If they want to wage war, then we have to protect ourselves. If anybody wants to come close, there's an achiza. Like it says in the book of Zechariah 14:6-17, one of my favorite psukim. Lasid lavo, yavo kulam lachu chag asukis. Vayakol enosim kol koyim abam ayishlaim bolim midei shana b'shana l'shtach bus l'melech Hashem tzvakois v'lochag is chag asukis v'yash shelo yale me'is mishpachas ha'aretz el yushlaim l'shtach bus l'melech Hashem tzvakois v'lo aleim yi ha'geshem. So all those who are left amongst the goyim that are coming on Yerushalayim, and they're going to come to bow down to Hashem, the King of Hosts, and celebrate Sukkot. The goyim are going to come celebrate Sukkot. And those that don't, they're not going to have Geshem, Rashi says, La'atzmiach peros artsim, for their peros. The economy is not going to be good. And the Sukkot is all about Mayim, so they're not going to have Mayim because they don't appreciate Sukkot. So that's La'atzid Lavo, L'chem Yishakoy for bigger. Anybody who's kofar is melchama, because we want shalom, we want to be makarv them, tachas kanfei shechinah, and they want war. Ksiv yazu, chasidim kofar, chimam vakshim kofar, chasidim vakshim chasidim. Rakuan nani kavod, yiranu al mishkevoisam, ki besukah filu b'sheinah mekayim in mitzvah. Shein ken b'chol ha-mitzvahs. So, what does it mean? Yalzu chasidim rejoice in the covet. What covet are they rejoicing in? They're chasidim. The answer is ananiya covet. And then the pasuk continues, Yiranu al mishkevosam. They rejoice on their beds. Ki besukah filu b'sheinah mekayim in mitzvah. So even in this pasuk is talking about sukkahs. Even in their sleep, they're mekayim in mitzvah. Shein ken b'chol ha-mitzvah. It's not like that in all the other mitzvahs. Kumo ken hayu b'kohanim levim shmiras hamikdash. Roy myself, so too kohanim and levim shmiras hamikdash. Even when they were sleeping, they were mekayim in mitzvah. Rambam Beis HaBechira 8:6, Ayin Mishnah HaMelech, Sefer HaMavtech. Kumo ken hayu b'kohanim v'levim b'shmir tzamikdash, Roma Selbegroinam, Wahal v'asimcha. Shmone, that's the Hal Nesimcha of 8 days. V'cherev p'fios b'yadam is the Dal of Mani Kravah. That's the weapons of war. So it's Moiridik, and Sfesemes, says that this whole pasuk is talking about sukkahs. Yazu chasidim uchovod is the anani akavod. Yiranu al mishkevosam is that even in their sleep they're mekayim in mitzvah. Raim and myself begrainam is halal and simcha in the 8 days. That's the glory of God in their throats. And then cherev pifios b'yadim, a double-edged sword in their hands. That's the weapons of the Arab minim. Advar meirim u'misamchim. Mari Rabbi said we have so much more to do, so much more to say, so please stay tuned. Tafasim, Rabbi Lot Tafasim, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.